Hello, parents of these wonderful children that listen to these stories. Before your kids listen to the story, maybe perhaps would be a good idea for you to listen to it first and decide whether you want your children to listen to it. It's a wonderful story that shows the Yad Hashem and the great schus for the people have who sacrifice their lives, Mesiras Nefesh, for other Jews. And it's about a person that I happen to have known personally, and today happens to be his yahrzeit. So I decided to share his story, which involves his experiences in the Holocaust, one of the incredible episodes of his life. But because it involves experiences of the Holocaust, there may be details there that might be a little bit too much for some of the younger children. I tested it with some of the children of a younger age, and they found it to be, you know, perfectly normal and fine, and didn't in any way scare them. But just for extra caution, I'm mentioning it, and you do what you have to do. Thank you. Hello, Kinderlech. I just wanted to share with you a story, an amazing story that I heard or read from the person himself. He wrote a book. He was my neighbor. He came from Poland and survived the war, the Holocaust, and ended up in concentration camp when he was 16 years old. It shows that Mesiras Nefesh for another person, the kinds of miracles that happened to such a person. His name was Shaul Hutterer. I knew him very well. He was a Bobover Chassid, a Polish Chassid of a Rebbe called the Bobover Rebbe. His Rebbe was killed by the Nazis, but he survived. And when he was in the camps, it was a horrible camp. Many Jews, unfortunately, were killed in that camp. There were a few elderly rabbis, rabbanim, that refused to eat the food from the camp. They decided that they're not going to eat any of the food, which was mostly soup. They were worried that maybe the kashrus wasn't right, and there was some meat in there. So they didn't want to eat the soup or any of the food from the camp. And he felt this neighbor of mine, wanted to help these rabbonim, these elderly, very important choshev rabbonim from Poland. Unfortunately, ended up in the camps. And in order to give them food so they wouldn't starve, he did some amazing thing, a very daring thing. Outside the camp, you know, the camps were surrounded by a fence of wires. Outside the camp, there was a potato field. This potato field was owned by a farmer. So this neighbor of mine, Shaul, was a 16-year-old boy, would sneak out every night from a place where the fence was broken. There was like a little hole in the fence. So he snuck out from the camp. It was like 2 in the morning, like when it was pitch dark and the guards were mostly sleeping already. So he would sneak out of the camp and go to the potato field and collect some potatoes. He put the potatoes in his shirt, and then before it gets light outside, he made sure that he wouldn't be seen, because he came back in when it was still very dark. And he would come in, sneak into the camp with the potatoes. He would hide the potatoes somewhere. And then he would find some fire sometime during the day where he would bake the potatoes in a fire. He would take some wood and find some matches and light the wood and bake the potatoes. And he would feed the potatoes to the rabbonim who would starve. He did this every day. He would get up like 2 in the morning, go into the potato field, sneak out of the camp, making sure the guards are not watching, they're sleeping right by the fence, by the gate. And he would come in before it gets light, so he wouldn't be seen, not when he leaves and not when he comes back. One day, something terrible happened. Shaul went outside the camp, he snuck out. It was 3 a.m, it was very dark. Nobody was watching. And he got into the potato field and started collecting potatoes. It was a summer day, so in summer, the light, the day begins to get bright early in the morning. Sometimes at 4 a.m, it starts getting bright already. As he was collecting potatoes, he wasn't paying attention that the sun is beginning to rise. It was getting brighter outside. And then he suddenly hears a voice in German calling out for him to turn around and to come over. He dropped the potatoes, turned around, and who does he see? At the edge of the potato field, there was a little house. This house belonged to the head of the camp, the biggest Nazi German, vicious, terrible guard of all the guards. He was the head of the camp. And he killed so many Jews. And if he did anything wrong, he'd kill the person. It was a terrible person. His name was Hans. Hans sees Shaul. And he points with a finger to come over. Shaul thinks in his head, okay, that's it. I better say Shema Yisrael, and that's the end. I mean, this guy is a monster. He's an animal. He kills people every day. He's caught him outside the camp. He's not supposed to be there. So he walks over. And this Hans had a big dog. It was a vicious, vicious dog. He trained the dog to bite people and to bite them really hard. So he called his dog out for the house and says to the dog, Mensch. He called the dog Mensch. Esst das Schwein, eat this pig. He points to Shaul, to the Jew. And the dog doesn't move. So he yells at the dog, come on, I told you to jump and eat this pig, this Jew. The dog didn't move. That dog was used to jumping on people. That way he was trained. He was trained to, when Hans, his owner, would tell him to jump, he would jump right away. But here he refused to jump. So then he took out his whip, this Hans, and started beating the dog that he should go and jump on Shaul. But he didn't. He beat the dog and the dog wouldn't move. It was very, very strange. Finally, Hans said to Shaul, okay, I'm going to kill you with my gun. He told him, you start walking and I count to 3 and that's it. As he tries to kill him, he goes with his gun, click, click, and nothing comes out. He said, oh, something is broken inside. Let me fix it. He told Shaul, come back. And he opened up, he fixed the gun and closed it up again and said, Shaul, okay, start walking. He goes, click, click, nothing. He got very annoyed. He started opening it up again. He said, what's going on here? He took out all the bullets and put it back in and fixed everything. And everything looked good. Closed the gun. He said, Shaul, okay, one more time, you walk. And he pulls the trigger and nothing comes out. Nothing comes out. It was a nes, min hashamayim. It's not logic, it didn't make sense. The gun was perfectly fine. When the Nazi Hans, that yamach shemayim v'zichay, this terrible monster, saw what was happening, he got very upset. The dog doesn't want to jump on him. The gun doesn't shoot. He said to him, you get quickly into the camp. If I ever see you out here, you know what's going to happen to you. And he told him to quickly go back into the camp. The entire camp, everybody heard about the story. Everybody heard what happened to Shaul, a boy who literally risked his life to save the lives of a few old Jews. In return, Hashem made such an incredible miracle for him. This is the story of a man, of a boy, a 16-year-old boy, who was willing to risk his life for other people, for another Jew to save his life. A good night.